Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening to the show. And I really do appreciate it if you want to call into the show. Dial 818-301-5834. Again, the number is 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on the topic for today. And it's a good one, y'all. 818-301-5834. Now, I promote the show on Facebook and Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Okay? You can also follow me on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box. Type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Type that in on Facebook, and the show page should come up. Go ahead and send me a message or whatever on there, and voila, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. And again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Call in 818-301-5834 and weigh in on the topic for today. Our episode today, guys, is great, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. But tomorrow, join me tomorrow for Free for All Friday. And you guys know what Free for All Friday is. Free for All Friday is all the lines are open. I leave all lines open to call into the show and talk about whatever you want to, okay? And so call in on tomorrow and talk about anything, work, you know, kids, family, sports, anything. Call into the show tomorrow, okay? Again, guys, 818-301-5834. Now, I hope you guys have had a great Thursday, and I hope you guys have a tremendous Friday. And please have an extraordinary weekend this weekend. Have an extraordinary weekend. You know, it's just about Halloween. That's the end of October. Next week, next Wednesday. How fast did October fly by? Hey, it's just about Christmas time. It's time to start buying gifts for Christmas, if that's what you do. It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun. And I'm having fun right here tonight. I love doing the show. Now, here it goes, guys. The topic for tonight is when husbands don't want a baby, but the wife does. Okay? I'm going to let that sink in for just a minute before I get started. When husbands don't want a baby, but the wife does. You know, here's the deal. I was talking about this to with a guy, and I said, "Hey, man, I'm gonna do a show on that. I'm gonna do a show about that." Because I was talking to him, he asked me about he's recently married. Okay, I'm gonna give you the background. He's recently married. He and her are recently married. Not even 2 months. Okay. They're 27 and 28 years old. They are an African-American couple, okay, before you guys go there. And they already been living together for 6 years before marriage. And They have a five-year-old little girl together. Here's the deal. They've been married, you know, living together for 6 years. You know, you're married. You know, if you still, if you were out somewhere and you were trying to throw a little bait out there for another girl, and she found out that you had another girl that you're living with, you know, that's, she'll say you're married. So that's what I say. You're married. You're living together 6 years. You're married. You just don't have the documents yet. So now they got the documents. They have the documents 2 months ago. Now she tells him that she wants to have a baby. She wants to give him a son. And he says no. He said he doesn't want another baby right now. He does want another baby, but not right now. And he's wanting to wait while he makes more money. And in quotes, he says that he wants to stack some money, unquote, right there. He wants to stack some money. Well, I told him, just like anyone else with my experience, is that you'll never have enough money. You'll never have enough money. Money comes and goes. So, you know, if you're hung up on money, stop being hung up on money, because money comes and it goes. A lot of you guys out there have seen that over the past few years, especially when the housing market fell. So now I'm not going to get into that. But so he wants a baby, but not right now. But she wants a baby right now. She's asking him for a baby right now, and he doesn't want a baby. He says, he tell me, he say, Frank, I don't want a baby right now. You know, I want to wait another couple of years before I have a baby. Well, he said, you know, she's doing all the things to you know, all the baby prevention. You know, she's got baby prevention going on. He doesn't have any baby prevention going on. You know, he's just free. So now, what I was telling him is that, man, you should. Now, I always say this to you guys, and I say it to him when I'm talking to someone. This is just my opinion. You can take it however you want. But what I say is, go ahead and have the baby. Go ahead and get pregnant. Go through your 9 months and have a baby. Take care of the baby. Voila. You've given her what she wants. Now, all she's doing at this point, really, because you said no before, and she's asking you again. Now, all she's doing at this point right now, like I told him, she's just trying to get your confirmation on doing this. She just doesn't want to, you know, stop doing her baby prevention stuff, and voila, next thing you know, she's pregnant. So, if he doesn't give her his confirmation, and this is what I told him, if you don't confirm with her, had a baby, if you don't do what she's asking you to do right now, then if you know, she's gonna do it without you. I mean, not without you, but you know what I'm saying, without your confirmation. And that's what I told him. I said, you know, she's going to do it without you, with or without your confirmation. She's just being respectful right now and asking you to confirm what she wants and get on with it. Because y'all are married now. So she feels great about having a baby. Now, they're 27 and 28 years old. They got a five-year-old. They have a five-year-old. So they were 22 and 23 years old when they got pregnant and weren't married. So then, and again, guys, this is my opinion, I believe she was thinking, oh, my God, this first one, first baby now. Oh, my God, I'm pregnant by this guy. I'm going to have this baby. It's my first baby. I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I'm only 22 years old. And I'm having a baby. I didn't want to have a baby till I was 26 years old. Maybe that's what she's thinking. She was thinking. And then, voila, she had a baby by you, and you guys weren't married. 6 years later, five years later, now you've been in a relationship for 6 years, living together for 6 years, then you get married. And now she's got a huge, she was carrying this gigantic brick on her back, on her shoulders for a long time because she wasn't married. Now that she's married, the brick came off after the ceremony. You know, as soon as the preacher said, your husband and wife, you kissed the bride, that brick fell off her back and fell on somebody's toes that was in the wedding. So now, she's happy. And now she's going to the house. She's feeling a whole lot better. I mean, she's driving home from work. She's dancing to the wobble in the car. And then, man, she's headed. She can go home. She's married now. Like Color Purple. I'm married now. Hey, Daddy. I'm married now. Now she wants to have a baby. She's excited about having a baby. She isn't scared anymore because she's had one. I mean, I'm throwing all this stuff to this guy. He's just laughing. Oh, Frankie, I can't. Oh, no, Frankie, I can't. I can't. I can't do it right now, man. I just can't do it right now. I say, dude, all I'm saying is, go ahead and do it, because if you don't, she's going to do it anyway. She's gonna stop taking the pill without your consent, of course, or whatever she's doing for baby prevention. And all of a sudden, voila, in a few short weeks, she's going to come to you and say, hey, so-and-so, I hadn't had a menstrual cycle in almost a month. I don't really know how that stuff works, but I hadn't had a menstrual cycle in almost a month. I think I'm pregnant. And you're gonna jump up, you're gonna say, you're what? You're going to say, I think I'm pregnant. You're going to say, you what? and then, you're like, how did that happen? Well, for one thing, I stopped taking the pill. Or I stopped doing the baby prevention stuff. Why'd you do that? Because I wanted a baby, you. Jack Bottom. So, you know, that's what's going to happen, dude. If you don't believe me, watch it. Watch what I say. Step on the dime right now. Because that's what's going to happen. I bet another friend of mine that was in on the conversation. I said, I bet you in a little while. Maybe, you know, maybe not before the end of the year, but early next year, he's gonna come to work and he's gonna say, hey Frank, we're gonna have another baby. And he's going to be cool about it and everything because he didn't confirm it. She did it anyway. I told him that's what was going to happen. He's going to act like he was in on it. He was with it. But he waited. And I'm going to hit him over the head too. I'm going to be like, man, did you stay up all night drinking? You know, when you heard her tell you, when she told you she was pregnant, did you stay up all night drinking? You know? I don't know, man. You tell me your idea, guys. Tell me what you think about when husbands don't want a baby, but the wife does. 818-301-5834. She's going to do this anyway. She's going to make it happen anyway. Got a caller from the 404-328 area code, 404 area code, 328. Caller, you on the line with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Hey, Frank. This is Laura. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's up?
Man, this topic is hilarious. You are cracking me up. I like the way you say how the girl was thinking. That's pretty good stuff right there. Because I believe you hit that round the head. So all I got to say is homeboy better wake up. Because like you said, if she's doing the prevention, hey, that's on her. And if they married now, she be like, you know, baby, I'm about to have a baby. He going to be like, oh, but he gonna love that baby to death. I mean, it ain't gonna be no problem. It ain't like he can say, shoot, it ain't mine. I mean, you know.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's really on her, like you said. That's funny.
Yeah, and that's another thing we said is that, you know, I mean, if she does come up and say, you know, she gets ready to have another baby and you didn't confirm it or whatever. Yeah, I mean, what you gonna do?
Exactly. Nah, man, I ain't ready. We can't have this baby.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Look at him, he got five heads.
Yeah.
So that's a trip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is good stuff. I don't call you and tell you that often, but I appreciate your show today.
Okay, and I appreciate you listening.
All right. Bye.
But guys, and like I said, and you know, that comment was from a woman. And just like I said, whether you want to or not, dude, and I know you're listening to the show, you better go ahead and take care of that. You're never going to have enough money. I don't care if you got, you know, $70,000 in the bank. That's not enough money. You know, and that's tough on someone that's not making $70,000 a year. You know, you're inching close. But it's tough to save a lot of money because you got life. And what I'm saying about life is that you got bills and groceries to eat and cars to take care of, get you back and forth to work to make the money to pay the bills. That's life. And then all the other stuff that you throw in there, you know, it's tough to save money. You got to be disciplined and be able to make enough to save. You know, if you're already standing at the edge of your money, you're not gonna save any money. You know. But if you're standing at the edge of your money, you're just like anyone else. Millionaires out there, they're standing at the edge of their money. Like I said one time, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. You know? But dude, and like I said, I know you're listening to the show. You have to go ahead and confirm this with your wife. I mean, you know, I don't know how quickly it's going to happen. But if you're talking about saving money for a rainy day in case she gets, you know, laid off or something from her job, I don't know where that comes from, but I guess maybe some talk going around at her job about being laid off. I don't know. But if you're thinking about that, you know, that's not the way to be thinking in the beginning. Don't think like, you know, my wife might get laid off any day now. I mean, unless you've already heard something like that. But don't think like that, just saying that, you know, this is something that could happen down the road. But, and you're saying that because of that, you want to have some money in the bank. Everyone wants to have some good money in the bank. You know, what's good money to you may not be good money to me, may not be good money to him, may not, you know what I'm saying? So whatever your number is, you know, you're probably not going to achieve that real soon. I mean, you may have some things in the work other than work, other than what you're doing. But, you know, I'm just being 100 here. And that's how you want me to be. I know that. So all I'm saying is get with the program. Take care of your wife. Take care of your kid. And soon to be kids with an S. Take care of them. That's all you have to do. Everything else will come together. Okay? Do that. Got about a minute and a half left in the show, guys. Again, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Thank you for listening to the show. Call in tomorrow and Free Fall Friday on tomorrow and talk about whatever you want. I think this was a great topic tonight, and I know you guys are out there listening in and maybe thought it was a great topic too. Send me some of your comments. You know, I like good comments too. You know, some of you guys send messages and They stick a knife in me. But I'd like to balance that out. So send me some good stuff. All right? Send me some good stuff. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate it. And my quote of the day is, I despise the guys who criticize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? And thank you guys for listening to the show. This is Frank Williams. I'll be back in about 23 and a half hours. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Have a great night and a great tomorrow. Good night. That everything I do is affecting the people around me.
So I want to take this time out to apologize for things that I've done. Things that haven't occurred yet, and things that they don't want to take responsibility for. Sorry for the time.